I'm Danielle McCartan, coming to you from the Yogi Berra Museum and Learning Center in Montclair, New Jersey, with none other than World Series champion-winning Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
Thank you, Danielle.
So you're known for your glasses, I have to say this.
Yeah.
So this is a fan question that came in. What would happen if you ever wore contacts to a game or practice?
I wouldn't do that because I would really totally opposed to putting something on the end of my finger and then pointing it into my eye. I've never even tried. I don't even know if I'm a candidate for contact lenses.
Yeah.
So you'll never see that happen. You'll see sunglasses. You'll see alternative glasses. But you'll never see me sans glasses with contacts.
I can't do contacts either. I don't like eyes.
That's
it just grosses me out.
I don't get it.
So, you know, do you have an opinion now about the World Series not being the All-Star game not determining the World Series home field?
It's six one half dozen of the other. I thought it was slightly interesting the way it had been done before. I managed in 2000. And first, I was part of the staff in 2003,
right,
when it was the first time it counted.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the first time since then that it doesn't count next year. But I don't know. I think a lot's made of it. The competitive component was definitely there while the game mattered. So you,
right,
as a manager, as a player, you felt something different going into the game. But I'm not opposed to it not counting. This way, when you do the game this summer, you feel very comfortable about getting people involved, getting guys in and out of the game.
Right.
You're not worrying about the result necessarily,
because
it's not tied to anything. So I think it's fine.
Now, the story behind your dad's cap, I tried to find it. I never actually got. Why do you keep it?
It's here. It's here in town right now because it goes with me everywhere.
Yeah.
It's in my backpack because it's my dad. My dad was a big baseball fan. My father used to play catch with me every day. He'd come home from work. He was a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
He played catch with me in the summer. He'd throw football with me in the winter. He'd play basketball with me in the wintertime. So my dad did all that. And so we passed away in 2002, the year the Angels won the World Series.
Right.
And this is his hat, not from that year specifically, but a hat that he wore all the time. So
okay. It
was in a dugout when the Angels won the World Series in 2002. Probably messed up in 2008, didn't put him in a dugout versus the Phillies.
Well,
that was my mistake.
That's it.
And then that last game in Cleveland when things weren't going so well, I ran upstairs during that rain delay and stuffed it in the back here underneath my hoodie. And seriously, I was tapping that sucker during the game. And so now my dad has been witness to two World Series victories.
Cool, that's very cool. Now, he also had shortened your name. You're Italian-American.
Yeah.
And your name, I think I have it, was Maddolini.
It's either that or also... could be Madoni, just like Madden, with an I at the end.
Mm-hmm.
The tombstone next to, in Hazleton, where my grandparents, Carmen and Rosie are buried, next to it is a tombstone that says Madoni. So I have to believe there's something that's related to that. So it's either Madoni or Madanini. And the other half is Polak. I'm half Polak, half Italian.
Okay. So do you embrace the heritage of the Italian?
Please, yeah. listen, yes. Came from a really large family. My dad had 10-plus brothers and sisters. My mom did. The Italian side of the family, we really were related to half of the city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go through that cemetery, and I'm looking at all the tombstones. My God, I'm related to everybody in this. The Bassos, Gaudianos, the Grecos, the Frascos, the Frasc. I mean, everybody is related to everybody. The Mornells, the Archangelos. I could go on and
Which city is that?
Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
So we had
when
I was a kid, the reunions drew over 200 people in the summertime. Have them down in the valley in some really cool grove. State Troopers Grove, I think it was called.
Mm-hmm.
200 plus, the photographs are great. Ball playing, playing some horseshoes, all that kind of stuff. We did it up, and I'm sure they do it around here in a very similar manner.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. My family, yeah. Parli Italiano.
I did. I parlo Italiano in high school for 2 years, and I had Mr. Persico for 2 years. Actually, they offered Italian in high school.
Yeah, mine too. Okay. I'm an Italian teacher.
Okay. There you go. So then I did. I parlo Italiano in junior and senior year. I had it. And pretty much have forgotten all that.
You got to use it.
I know, but I don't.
So what is it going to be like going to the White House? President Obama, everybody knows, is a White Sox fan. How's that for you?
Well, I talked to him. He actually called me right after we had won, and I was in our apartment in Chicago looking out the window, and I get a call from the president from Air Force One.
Crazy.
And we had a nice conversation, and he put it out there that, is it possible that we go there now before he's out of office?
Right.
So I talked to Theo about it. I don't even know where that's at right now or how that's going to happen. We have Cubs convention in the middle of January. That's an incredibly insane event in Chicago. That's the only time I know that all the guys will be there at one time. You could jump on a plane and go do something like that.
Right.
But it'd be very, very fun to do. I met the president during the All-Star game in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, via the phone conversation. So Going to the White House obviously is a pretty big treat.
Yeah, does it come up Air Force One on the GPS? I mean, on the caller ID?
It comes up unavailable.
Oh, unavailable.
Yeah. So if you get unavailable, answer it.
Answer. I don't answer those.
Yeah, I normally don't.
All right, so now let's get to the World Series. Now, what had you learned managing in Tampa that kind of propelled you to manage in Chicago?
What you primarily learn is to trust yourself. Right. You know, trust your stuff, trust your theories and how right. you go about your business. The fact that you know that it does work. So when you go to Chicago, bigger market, but I really did not want to do anything differently.
Right.
I don't think I did.
Right.
So I think it's more than anything, it's the experience that you gain. Probably in a smaller market like that, possibly the ability to make more mistakes, a lot less expectations in the beginning with the Devil Rays. But then going to the Cubs, I do love expectations. I do love right. the word pressure. So I just think primarily it was a great place to cut my teeth. And then we really elevated within the American League East also. We gave the Yankees right. a hard time, gave the Red Sox a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to be learned, but primarily it was the experience gained.
Now, you know, was there any, you said pressure, was there any added pressure? You came so close, Mets beat you in 2015, 108 years. Is that a pressure-filled situation?
You know,
or
you hear that all the time, but I don't know. I mean, I think like every day, you know, we all have pressure on us every day,
right.
whether you're going driving to work, get caught in a traffic jam or... you know, what are your kids doing that night? Or is something awry with your children? I mean, we all have different. I mean, I don't necessarily feel it. I didn't feel the 108-year-old weight. I never felt that. I was always very confident that we could get it done. I'm glad we did it this quickly, only because now we could move forward.
Right.
The burden's been lifted.
Right.
Now we can go play. People could have yearly expectations without this, the burden of having not done it in over a century. So. I don't really deal with the world in that manner. In the baseball world, I was just I went about my business as normal, and it played out well.
So a parade of 5 million people, what is that like?
It's indescribable. I mean, you got to be in the middle of it. I mean, have you seen the photographs? Or you
yes.
watch it on TV.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have a parade. Okay, good. Where's it gonna be? It's gonna be down Addison, down the freeway there, the Lakeshore. Then it's gonna go downtown. Okay. And then all of a sudden you get in the middle of it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did not anticipate that.
It's like a national
that.
Holiday in Chicago. Yeah.
Did not anticipate that. Fearless Bueller's Day Off times 50.
Everybody.
You know, everybody was there. So it was, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime moments, and I really, like a lot of things more recently, I've been trying to slow it down and really enjoy it.
What does Anthony Rizzo do with all those balls?
I don't know. He's going to probably have his own Rizzo Museum at some point like this one. You're going to see, like, baseballs that have been stuffed in his back pocket for years. Right now he's in Thailand on vacation.
Thailand?
He's sending some great Twitter photographs right now. So Anthony's doing it right.
Now, arguably the best Game 7 in World Series history. Mm-hmm. What is it like to be the manager managing that game?
Freaky, you know. Everything was going according to Hoyle until Davis hits the homer. And then it's a matter of, like, really being able to control your emotions. I think we all struggled with it for a bit, but we all regathered our methods and everything worked out well. But again, you're doing it, so you don't really understand or feel the impact while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you, the moment that Rizzo caught the ball from KB,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden it was like, wow, we actually just did that. And then, you know, we've all gone through surreal moments in our lifetime. That really is. I mean, it's hard to describe. I don't know when you're able to process it to the point you truly understand what happened. But KB to Riz and the smile on their faces was pretty sweet.
Now, the future of the Cubs now. Young group, young core.
I'm going to get better. I mean, honestly, everybody keeps saying we're the best. And I heard that all last year. But you have to understand, we're playing with a lot of green players out there.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are good, but they're really inexperienced. The biggest difference, I think, if we could, we need to work to maintain our pitching and our defense.
Because mm-hmm.
the hitting's going to get better.
Right.
But I'm really, we don't win that without the way we pitched and played defense all year. So for me, we need to, hold that line, pitch at that level, play defense at that level. Because I promise you, these young guys are going to become better offensive players.
Might be tough, though, with Chapman's exit.
Yeah, it is. But it's, Chappie was great. Aroldis was great. However, I do believe that there's ways to, figure that part of it out. So he's going to get a wonderful contract. I'm really happy. We had a great relationship, but we'll be able to figure that out.
Okay, now I was just wondering if we could do a speed round of Italian things. You mind? Okay, so just give me the first thing that comes to your head. Ready?
Got it.
All right, so we'll start easy. Is it sauce or gravy?
Sauce.
Chicago or New York or New Jersey pizza?
New York. And I sorry, folks. They like the deep dish. I don't like deep dish pizza, man.
So thin crust.
The thinner the better.
So would you rather ski in the Alps or swim in the Mediterranean?
Swim.
Favorite Italian tradition?
I'd say Christmas, but it's like Easter pie. I don't know, pastiche. Do you guys do that?
Yeah, I love
my Easter pie.
All right. Your favorite gelato flavor?
I can't do that. I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, okay. Type of pasta?
Pasta. I like them all, too. I'd say I love linguine with a good clam sauce.
Okay, good. Favorite Italian city?
God, we're all over Italy. If I had to pick one, obviously it's got to be Rome, but I tell you a really well-kept secret is Verona.
Verona. We've been there.
Verona's fantastic, outside of Venice. So, but you got to go. I mean, everything's wonderful, but Rome, the history there is just, it's incomparable.
Okay, now Ferrari, Maserati, or Lamborghini?
Dodge Challenger, help that.
Okay. And Vino...
It's fabulous.
Vino Rosso or Vino Bianco?
Oh, Rosso. Rosso.
Che tipo di vino? Chianti?
No. I like the Amarones a lot. And there's the less expensive Antinori. Antinori makes a really nice table red that you can afford on a daily basis. Antinori.
All right. Well, I'm Danielle McCartan coming to you from the Yogi Berra Museum and Learning Center in Montclair with Joe Madden. Thank you. Madolini.
Madoni. Okay. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Grazie. Tante grazie. E auguri.